Welcome back to Rural Queensland today on the Resonate Broadcast Network. A big part of our show is the Mayor of the Mare Shire, Sean Zorawradnich. He joins me this morning, and when we've been talking about these local health initiatives, Wellness My Way, it's great to chat to blokes, and we spoke with Jane Fenton the other day, just exactly who and what they are doing to make themselves feel better, get walking, get healthy, and keep on trucking. Zoro, good morning, mate. How are you, brother?
Good morning, Dobbo. Good, thanks, mate. And good morning to all our listeners.
Mate, you're in Canberra at the moment. Obviously, you know, a big part of your remit is obviously representing the people. And you can't do that unless you're healthy. You just can't. You can't go at the workload that you've been doing at. And that's been a big part of what you've been trying to encourage with Wellness My Way. You're walking. And you're talking, you're absolutely putting, you know, exactly what you're saying and doing it yourself.
Yeah, Dobbo, it's one of those things, aren't we? We're very lucky if you've got a good network, and exercise is definitely the key, not just for your body, but for your mind. But I'll say this, Dobbo, that, we've got a little fitness gang in Tarwell Crabs, and they're so awesome. There's about 20 to 30 people sporadically that train together and do stuff, push biking or running. And I'll say this, that it was, I won't say I was badgered into it, but peer group pressure definitely played a part. And they said, how about if you would have a look at this? And but why not? It's made the call. And Dobbo, it's just one of those things.
Zorro, that when you made and signed up for the health assessment, I mean, you're a middle-aged bloke like myself. It's not that easy, and it can be a little daunting, if I'm honest with you, like, you know, because we all have to face the music at some stage. So you signed up with the health assessment. How was that?
We're very lucky in Tarwell, Dobbo. We have got some really good health services, whether it's SWATSI play a huge part. You know, every time you go to the doctors, you get you have your blood pressure test. They test your sugar and things like that. So it was pretty daunting, because this is why this Wellness My Way and those other initiatives are so important, because you're better off knowing what's in front of you than what's not. As you know, with what you've been through with your heart and that sort of thing, and you sort of go, well, you know, you got to keep on top of that stuff. The blood pressure's a bit high and things, but it was a good challenge. And like I said, it's one of those things where the conversations just flowed. And the best thing about this is a great initiative from the Queensland government, in the fact that you can do this from home, because we are very busy. You think about our workers on the council, and I spoke to those guys about Wellness My Way at our wellness week. Yeah. And they leave home at 6 and they don't get home at 6, home until dark. So to have that opportunity where we can keep up with our health, but just recognise those little triggers that if something's going wrong. And, the conversations were very good, and I've enjoyed the process as we've been moving forward.
Mate, it's an amazing process. So free program that helps all people in small towns take small steps to better health. Mate, eating better, moving better, and checking on how they're going. And to be honest with you, it's not all about these strict diets and boot camps. It's a very achievable thing when you get in contact and go down that Wellness My Way path.
Well, Dobbo, as you know, or seen me, but I'm a bit like yourself, we're athletes in big fellas' bodies. So we've got, as I always say, the doctor, don't worry about the size of the car, doctor, you worry about the motor inside. But it's just so easy. It's just a matter of having those conversations. It's not onerous at all. After your first consultation, they ask you about your age and your weight, and it's all confidential. So are you a smoker? Are you a drinker? Do you do this? Do you do that? And then they sort of point you in direction on where you want to go. They sort of, it was pretty good. As I say, I try and stay as active as you possibly can with the time frame that we do.
Yeah.
But, just pointed out, would you like to have a chat to the dietitian? Well, if you've come this far, we might as well go that little bit further and have that chat with the dietitian. Just streamline some of those meals, changed a few things. And very happy to say, Dobbo, since we started this process, I've dropped 6 kilos. Don't ask me where. But, just so easy. So then that next phone call, when they do touch base with you, they're just as happy about what you've achieved.
Yeah, and that's...
It's very good. And the other good part about it was that they'll streamline their consultations around you. So after you make that initial consultation, first one, they'll work from there. And if you are at work, you can say, you know, I believe the latest they do is about 9 o'clock at night. So
how good.
They will work with you to just keep maximising and keep that continuation of keeping an eye on your health. And as I say, it's all about those triggers, especially us. I don't know about middle-aged, though. I don't think I'll live till 108. I'm really guaranteed of that. But, yeah, just those little triggers that if something is going wrong, go to the doctor, get it fixed, and be aware of it. These are the sort of the processes where you start, I reckon.
Mate, I love the fact that you're getting this done. It's free, it's confidential, and in the bush, a lot of people try and put their health to the side. Well, not with Wellness My Way. You can get it done anytime. Diet, activity, well-being, that's what they do, and it's that easy to get something tailored for you. It's important. Just search Wellness My Way, and it's one small step to making a big difference. And, mate, for you to have dropped 6 kilos, that's just massive.
100%, and like you say, Dobbo, it's just like call you. They work with you, so they're just as happy about it as you are. And once again, as you said, they'll tailor that time. So if you can't talk until after your work, 6 o'clock, they're happy to reschedule and go from there. But I encourage anyone out there in the community, any doubts, please just get yourself involved and just make that initial contact.
Yeah, I agree. Now, mate, listen, we've got to talk about the big story. You know, Kurt Capel, he just did a wonderful thing. I don't know how he wasn't man of the match in game two, and I'm not taking anything away from Cameron Munster, but his defence was sublime. I mean, he was just unbelievable. I don't know why, and you're his biggest fan, but I don't know why he's always having to prove himself at that level. Every time he's played for the state of Queensland, he has delivered every time he's played. And last Wednesday was just another showing, and now they go to game three. He has just been unbelievable. Playing against the Broncos this weekend, back on the edge, he has been in sublime form for a bloke that they all said was washed up and done.
Yeah, mate, like I say to you, he definitely had a point to prove the other day. He was at, he just had a mission that he just had to add to that team. But for whatever reason, I'm with you, Dobbo. I really don't know how he didn't receive me in the match. Not taken away, same as you, from Cameron Munster. But, geez, I reckon Payne has. He would have had nightmares about Kurt Gable because every time he touched that ball, he smashed him. But, no, Dobbo, he's such a great ambassador for the West. Kurt, the score of triumph, was there at Outback.
Yeah.
Just looking at me and go, wow, hell. Oh, I'm just so proud of him, mate, for what he's done. Not just for rugby league, but for what he's done for the west, southwest of Queensland. He's such a great ambassador. And yeah, he's very nonchalant. He doesn't look for the credit. He actually watched the video after it and said, you know, I didn't think I played that well. But mate, when you talk to those sort of fellas, he just wanted to contribute, and he did. And mate, he's played 12 Origin games now, so huge. Yeah, not bad for my boy from southwest Queensland. And
Disregarded by the Broncos all those years ago. Hey, quickly, just while I got you, and I know you got to go, man, you're in Canberra working. And I'm going to touch on this in the next couple of weeks, but the changes with the QRL to Bush Rugby League and the threats that we are under at the moment, I understand there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes, but I'm receiving countless emails from a lot of people around this, phone calls. Are you concerned that we are going too far down one road and it could be the demise of rugby league in the bush for junior football?
Well, Dobbo, this is something that is probably pretty close to my centre and where we go from. We actually put in for the Central Division Chairman's role about 6 weeks ago and had the opportunity to sit down with Ben Eichen and have a real good chat about what that role's about and what the shape of the future is with the QRL. But I'll be honest, Dobbo, sorry, I am a bit concerned. It's all about grassroots football. It's funny, we seem to be investing in the high end, but we don't seem to be investing in that low end. Just that Outback Rugby League, we used to take those 14s, 16s, 18s, 20s away, That was their Vegas, but now the side, and all because of budget, and you sort of go, well,
We've got a situation where the Condamine Sports Carnival that's been going on for 35 years won't have rugby, where teams go and have rugby league because they've got their own insurance. It's not under the QRL insurance. Anybody that goes and plays in that will be deregistered from the QRL. This is the kind of stuff that's going on at the moment. And, and you're hearing about cases where they used to have memorial trophies for different or for defensive for under nines and different carnivals. They're all being cancelled. Wording's being changed. I mean, this is where it's going. I'm going to go down that road on it at some point shortly. But you're involved heavily with rugby league, and you know we cannot go away from what got the Kurt Manns, got the Kurt Capels to where they are, and that is playing bush rugby league. It's different to Brisbane. They can't be governed the same way. It just can't be. It's just different, and it's not because of the rugby league. The rules can't change, but it's the travel. It's the people. Things are different here.
Well, you got to support them, Dobbo, and you're 100% right. I'd love to be a part of that with you. And that was a part, you know, that conversation I had with Ben about where's the future, where is the vision going for the QRL with this. But mate, we've got a carnival in Charleville in a few weeks' time. It's the under 35 carnival, weighted under 10s. And they tell me, I'm not quite sure, I asked them to send me the detail, that, you know, as the mayor and then and had that contact in that QRL, that they can't do the sports carnival, the relays.
Yeah, the not allowed to do the relays. Yep.
Because it's competitive. Now, who makes these rules, Dobbo? And this is where doing this stuff in government in whether it's state or local, this sort of thing gives you that confidence that you can do stuff. But once again, you know, here we go, Dobbo. This is where you're a great advocate. If you're going to complain about the bureaucracy, you've got to push against it. And this is what we've got to do. Because the State of Origin last week had 14 out of the 20... 18, sorry, were from the regions. Now, that's not in the outback, but you've got two guys there in their 30s that contributed the other day. So where are they going to get these from? They're going to put two more teams in the NRL. And if they don't foster this grassroots, once again, go back to that outback junior carnival. They used to go to Coolum,
yeah,
and they'd take those kids 20 hours on a bus. That was their Vegas. But we take the players over to Vegas. We spend I don't even know how much money we'd be spending, probably be $20 million get that weekend over, but we can't find $20,000 to send these kids. Come on, it is. But mate, love to be.
We're going to unpack that. We are going to unpack that. Zorro, appreciate you, mate, and congratulations on dropping the 6 kilos. I know we got into rugby league as well, but wellness my way. Wonderful. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Dobbo, and all the best to our listeners. Thanks, mate.
Good on you. We'll take a break. Come back. This is Rural Queensland Today.